still make a list today?
That's what we're doing.
No, 'cause you know what had happened.
I don't need to do that.
That's right, we gotta put another plank in there, 'cause Miss Daisy, there's always something.
Well, yeah, more than one thing.
Miss Lois come over to see me this morning, see how I was getting along, brought me some roses.
She did. She told you she'd do that.
She did, and she doing it too. And so she comes to see me once or twice a week and sometimes three times.
That many times?
No.
That many times a week?
Yes, so she run over there, and well, she don't stay long, but
yeah,
she just come to see. How's them getting along? Daisy, if you need anything, you tell me.
I guess she misses you.
Yes. You know, I know she do, 'cause I misses them.
Well, I wonder how it'd be not to go up there every Friday.
Sometimes Friday and Saturday.
After you've been doing it for so long.
That's right. And then, after doing it so long, and it was so peaceful, we never had an argument or misunderstanding the 42 years I was there. What she asked me to do, I tried to do it just like she told me. And she was always satisfied. And she told me the other day when I went up there and told her I was going, I said, well, I'll give on, I'm got to give up. She said, oh, Daisy, I hate to hear that. She said, well, it won't be now another day. It won't be now another day. Well, they got their house fixed and everything just and comforted. Nobody there but her and him. They don't need nobody. She says she ain't a good ironer.
She's not a good ironer?
She said, Miss Lois says she's not a good ironer. Don't that smell good?
Well, I guess you could do a little ironing every once in a while.
Yes'm. I will, dear. Come pick me up and take me up there. I'll do a little ironing. She mentioned about some ironing this morning. So asked me when could I come and help her. I said, well, pick me up Friday. She said, Daisy, you don't have to stand on your feet and iron, do you? I said, I don't know no other way. She said, well, there's a stool there. So you know the old stool we used to sit on. Said, Leslie mentioned her. She said, well, Mother, couldn't Daisy come sometime and sit down and iron? don't stand up and all. I said, well, we'll try and see what I make out of it.
You now, could learn to do that.
Yes, I could learn. Now, I had two sisters. They washed in iron, Lord. But they done the most of their ironing sitting down. My sister was next to me. She said, had her stool like that. Now, this sister was living, and she fixed a chair, sit there and iron hours at the time. I used to tell myself, that's the way I had to iron. I don't think it would get done. She said, keep a living, and you see what can get done. No, she don't stand up now. Just as busy fixing somewhere to sit down to iron as she is getting a bowl ready. I had a nice birthday card from Aaron the other day. It had the sweetest voices in it.
He didn't forget you?
No, he didn't. He ain't yet. Every year he remembers. My birthday and his is in the same month, but it's different days. Now, I don't know what day his is, but his done gone. I didn't send him no card. Well, I tell you, Miss Ma, since I can't see how to write much myself, and I don't
get you.
Barbara.
Well, it makes a difference.
Nobody.
And then you have to get the card.
Yes, sir.
But it's Aaron that remembers.
That's right. It's time for him to remember me, and he do. Now, none of the rest of them didn't give me a call. Doris didn't give me a hand. Elizabeth didn't give me that. James didn't give me that. Of course, he don't give me nothing.
James?
He don't give me nothing. He don't even give me his presents. Like, I bet you it's been 4 weeks since I seen him. And he right up there, and he's right over there to that bar 3 or 4 times a week.
You haven't seen James in about 4 weeks?
About 4 weeks. I sent for him twice. So he didn't come. I ain't gonna ask him no more.
Why, Miss Daisy, I thought he hung around your house all the time.
No, ma'am. You got another thought coming. Now, Buddy, he's nice to me. He'd do anything I ask him.
Well, you're talking about your James.
I'm talking about my own James.
Oh.
I ain't seen.
Oh. But now, Buddy, yes.
Yes, sir. Buddy, I see him every day.
I thought so.
Every day. It's the funniest thing, Miss Miles. I laid down kind of late in the morning. Of course, I had been up a long time. When Doris come, I was fixing my breath, but I hadn't opened the front door. She come. I said to myself, now, who is that so soon in the morning? I opened the door, and it was her. She said, how you feeling? I said, I'm getting a little bit better. She said, well, you have to open this door every morning. So, folks can see what's going on here. I said, ain't nothing going on here but me. So, yesterday evening, I said, did you see the door open this morning? She said, I seen you. I was on the back porch. She's mighty nice to me.
Yes, well, she wants to be sure she
sees
you every day.
I'm livid. Yeah. That's what the main thing. Well, this is having quite a time, but I think she's better now.
Recently?
Mm-hmm. Recently. Miss Marla, I bet her feet swelled up that thick. Both of them.
Bessie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know it till Monday evening, I believe it was. Doris went over there. And so I asked her, well, how's Bess today? She said she ain't doing so good. I said, ain't. Said, no, well, by me being crippled and half sick, well, I didn't go over there. I didn't go that Sunday and didn't go morning. She said her feet is all swollen up. She can't hardly walk. I said, that's too bad. I said, well, she just have to bathe them and rub them and see will they go down. I said, she go to the doctor all the time. I said, she better go let the doctor check her. She always wanted to check and stuff. So I went over there yesterday. They're going down some. They swole up back to the hook. She said, I said, well, how you feeling? She said, I feel better today. And I did yesterday. So I just couldn't hardly walk. Yes, did I say, you're mocking me. I said, plenty of days I can't hardly walk, but I keep a trying. She said, yes, I'm still, but my feet were swole up so bad. I said, well, you reckon what caused that? She said, I don't know. I said, well, I hear folks say sometimes your kidneys is wrong and cause your feet to swell. I said, you better go see what the doctor say about it. She said, well, they're getting better now. She said, I fell. Was the Sunday morning? I said, fell from where, Bessie? She said, I fell outdoors. I said, what you doing out there? She said, I went out there. There was something. Mostly just walking around out there and fell. Well, I thought, this your feet ain't swole so bad you can't get out doors. You're getting along pretty good. That's what I thought about. But ain't nothing out there for her to do. But she do. Sometimes she just go out there and walk all around the yard. Sometimes you see her raking or something like that. Well, I think that's all right for her to do what she can. And they claim, yes, sitting, you get so stiff you can't go. I know that for sure.
Well, I can tell you hadn't been just sitting.
No, I can't.
By that side yard.
I hold a little out there Monday. Hold some out there Tuesday morning. I'm going to hold some more. You know, you don't have to stay out there till you fall. I'll go out there and hold some and I'll feel tired. Oh, my legs start hurting, but then I go sit up on the porch. When I have milk, when I knock off the rest, I go get me a glass of milk. And then, so I drank all my milk up the day before yesterday. So I sent my buddy. I told him to bring me some. I may get it tonight, and I may get it tomorrow, but he'll bring.
Yes, I thought you saw Buddy about every day.
Every day. I see him every day. But my James, I ain't seen him in about 4 weeks. You don't know how I'm getting along. As I told Doris, I said, well, if he don't know how I'm getting along, he cares less. I said, if he cared anything about it, he'd come see. So Elizabeth, she was down Sunday. She said, Grandma, say you sure have lost weight. I said, yeah, I have. So I lost something else too. I said, I lost strength. She said, well, Grandma, don't worry about it. I said, why? Says you've been sick. I said, I've been feeling bad, but I ain't been so sick. I said, but Elizabeth, I just sit here and think about how I worked and tried to do what I could for y'all, every one of you. I said, now you done growed up and gone off and forgotten. I said, none of you come here to sit and talk with me a minute. I said, you don't have a minute's time. I said, as much of my time as I spent for it. She said, Grandma, I know it. She said, I would come more. She said, but when I knock off from work and go home, I got to cook and feed and take care of them children's there. And when I get that done, I'm about to give out. I said, well, I understand that. So I understand that. But my children have kept me from doing nothing. Take care of them and then go on by my business.
Seems simple. Just some of them come by and talk a little bit. That's
mm-hmm.
all you ask.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Well, I thought I heard a little something in here. I didn't.
Well, that was me.
Sure. Gee whiz.
They fixed a nice place for your mailbox, didn't they?
Miss Daisy? I'm telling you.
Huh?
Just leave it to them.
Uh-huh.
Just leave it up to them.
They'll fix it when they get ready.
Yes.
But it sure looks nice out there, huh?
Yeah. I wish they'd been working on your side. Just left mine alone.
Uh-huh. I ain't got no mailbox and nothing out there. They ain't gonna cut that hedge.
You don't know.
Huh?
You don't know what they'll cut.
No, I don't know what they'll cut. Well, James trimmed it for me yesterday.
You mean old no-count James?
Mm-hmm. Talking about James Sawyer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He trimmed it yesterday.
I didn't know he had enough strength left.
James, that's all he got left, strength.
Oh, me. Faith says you've been getting out your hole.
My hole?
Yes.
To my hole in my yard?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been hole. I can't hole like I used to, Mr. Mine, but I can hole a few minutes and stop and rest and go back and hole some more. That's what I do.
Well, if you don't keep that hole out there, it'll all grow up.
That's what I know.
It looked like it does over here.
Yeah. It ain't gonna look like it do over here because there's grass and trees and things out there for apple. Ain't no trees out there.
What about that grass you were talking about? that has roots all over the place.
Oh, I've got plenty of that stuff over there.
Yeah.
It's hard to handle. Then I don't have a hole to fool with that stuff. Two things I need for it. More strength and a big hole.
Bigger hole.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use one of them eye holes?
Well, I got one, and we done wore it out, the handle done rotted out, and I can't find a handle to go in it. My boy told me he is going to make me a handle. Bring it and put it in. I guess that's been 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
He ain't got here with me yet. Somebody told me, I don't know who it was, to buy me a house. I said, I can't find one. He said, somebody got one. I said, I don't know who it is. I said, if you find one, you bring it.
Well, a little old light hole, it's hard to cut that big old tough grass.
You will break it. Yes, sir. Break it. I reckon if I break my little hole, I just go in and go to bed and stay there.
Yeah.
Somebody knock on the door, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Well, there's just a very slight little string keeping you in circulation, ain't it?
Yeah. You ain't strong. Doris told me yesterday. Say, well, Mom, say you walking a little bit better. I said, I feel a little bit better. I said, I feel lots better. The boy gone?
Yeah. I wanted him to stay around this morning where we could, he's a nice boy. I wanted to hear him talk a little bit. He comes from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He works in a big store down there.
Oh,
okay. He does the same thing Samuel does.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's in a bigger store and it's noisier.
Uh-huh.
He says them old jet planes come over all the time, uh-huh. Every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know it.
Now, him and Samuel could have it.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. What time did he leave?
Just before you come.
I see the car come out from here and went that way.
Yeah.
Had a black top. I believe that's that man just now going.
You see, Miss Daisy, one reason, you see, we don't have much to talk about with the children.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know nothing that they know.
That's right.
You see, now them two, they both do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They work, both of them work from the same people, Winn-Dixie.
Oh, yeah?
Both of them unload that stuff and they stock it up the aisles there and
mm-hmm.
put the price tags on.
Mm-hmm.
Work at night, they don't know the day from night.
Mm-hmm. I know Samuel have to work a heap of nights.
Yeah.
He said whenever them trucks come in, they got to go in.
Yeah. Well, now, you get old Samuel over there sometime and let him line it out what he does.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bet you it might be a little interesting.
I know it will. Because he don't have nobody here to line it up to. There ain't nobody working up there but him.
Yeah.
old, you might ask him, "Well, Samuel, what do you do?" He tell you what he do.
Yeah.
He do.
Yeah.
But he seemed to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, he seemed to enjoy it. He's been there long and he ever stayed on our job.
Yeah.
Well, one reason, I guess, he got it himself. Didn't nobody put him on. He put himself on.
Oh.
I told Doris, I said, "Well, that's a good way to fix it."
Yeah.
I said, "Folks will tell you anything." I said, "Well, it all may wrong." I said, "But he went and he talked with the boss himself and he told him what he would have to do, when he'd have to do it. And everything." I said, "Well, now he's satisfied. Because he played man,
yeah,
not boy."
That's right. Well, now, him and his daddy, he couldn't talk about things like that.
His daddy don't know nothing about that. Then his daddy, he don't have time to talk. He stayed busy all the time, he said.
Yeah.
But he told me, Mr. Miles, I believe it was yesterday he was telling me, Bethany, that someplace, somewhere, wants all these old empty beer cans.
Yeah.
Carry them there, they buy them. I said, "Well, buddy, what do they do with them?" He said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "But somebody said they make them over. They melt them, make them over."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, that tells you everything. It's some service that you know how to put it to it."
Yeah.
I said, "I mean, you don't know nothing to do with it. Throw them away and get them out of our yard and out to the dump."
Yeah.
Quick as we can. Because folks don't care where they throw them. They just soon to throw them up on your porch.
That's right.
They do. They just soon to throw them up on your porch. They ride along and empty. How it go? How
it goes. Do they get rid of it?
No.
They get it out of their car?
Out of their car. Out of their way. Make room for another one. I know down, well, down there up to Doris's house too. In front of her door. It looked like they clean out the car there.
Yeah.
Cigarette stumps, beer cans, old paper, all that stuff. She had to get out there and pick it up. Well, they've moved all of the old cars, Mr. Myers, from over there but one. The old station wagon is still there.
Yes.
Oh, if Samuel had anything to do with, they gone.
Well, you never thought you'd get rid of them.
No. It looked like we wasn't going to get rid of them. But they sure gone from there now.
Yeah.
And the one was between my house. Well, I don't know when they moved none of them. And I know anything that was wrong.
Well, you know, I'll bet you Burnett would take them.
Tell you bet he'd take them.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Look like he got too many there now. I just wonder why he don't move that trash off his place.
Well, it ain't trash to him, you see. that's all valuable stuff. To him, he can go over there and look around and find him a part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I'll bet you he would take that old station wagon off. If Buddy would.
I think they've been trying to get it. But I think they want to buy it. The Buddy said he ain't going to sell it. He says it don't need much work, none of it. And he's going to have it fixed. And if anything ever happened, that they'll need their car. And see where they won't use it no more. Then he'll have his station wagon and he can get in here and go where he wants. He said he ain't gonna sell it, he gonna keep it.
He gotta have something there.
That's right.
Now Doris still got her car.
Yes, sir. She got her.
Well, you know, every car you have, you got to pay insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff comes high now, Miss Daisy. Oh, it's way up yonder.
Just like everything else.
Yeah, or worse. If anything. Oh, that's way up there, that insurance on a car. And you see, you can't use the same insurance on two cars.
Mm-mm. Everyone got to have his authority.
It's got, yes. And they don't give a reduction. Two wouldn't be any cheaper than
more.
Yes. And it don't matter whether you drive it 10 miles or 1,000 miles. That insurance is still right there. You see, you don't pay nothing.
Mm-mm.
Compared to one car. One car would pay more expense than all your expenses down there.
I don't have none of my light bill and gas bill.
Yeah.
That's all I have to be sure to pay.
You see, that ain't nothing to compare to one car.
Mm. I hear him talk about what so-and-so costs and how much they had to pay for such and such a thing. Uh-huh. I said, well, if I had one and it cost me like that, I'd sure take special care of it.
Yeah.
Nobody drive it but me.
Yeah. Miss David. That time, when was it? That Thursday, Faye, we come and got Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And took her off with her old apron on. Now, I thought the insurance man was there.
Yeah, I know that. The insurance man wasn't there. You come out to my house?
Yes. It turned out to be a lady.
Uh-huh.
And she's right nice lady. I hadn't seen her before, Miss Daisy.
Yes, she's nice. She's very nice. She come there to see me once. She sat there a while. Then she read the Bible for me. She asked me, could I read? I said, I used to, but I can't see how to read now. So she said, well, would you mind me reading your verse or two? I told her, no, I'd be glad. So she did. She read, I read 3 or 4 verses.
Yeah.
Then she had prayer. She prayed before she read, after she read, she prayed. She said, well, I'll be coming back to see you. I said, whenever you feel like it. I said, just come on. Well, rightly, I enjoy, so, you know, she still, I can't read enough to understand nothing. So I think it's wonderful she's nice enough to come in. She belongs to the Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
That's who she belongs to. But it must be a different kind. I guess this, they have different denominations like anybody else, don't they?
You mean she one kind and Uncle Gil's another?
Uh-huh. Well, but she don't do like Uncle Gil. He just tries to tell you Jehovah is all you got to depend on. These other churches ain't nothing. They ain't worth nothing. She's not like that.
Yeah.
She read her Bible and then explain to you what so-and-so mean and what's the meaning of such and such a word. She do that. But she never say a word about your church or your faith. She never have. When she first come, she asked me, was I in the church? I told her, yes, sir. I says, I'm a Baptist. I said, I'm a missionary Baptist. She said, oh. She said, well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I said, but that's just my faith. Baptist is your faith. So you have a right to live by your faith. She said, but above all, be what you say you is and live up to that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So ever since then, that's been 2 months ago or better, she come every Thursday evening and read with me.
Oh, really?
Yes, every Thursday afternoon she comes. Read the Bible. Try to tell me what's what and what so-and-so means. She's very nice. She's a nice woman.
Yeah.
She don't view nothing. Nobody. No. She don't.
Well, that wouldn't sound right to old Taylor, would it?
No.
Not disputing something.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. You know, Lars was telling me the other day, they have one God. They thank your cards out from his funeral. Yet, us and all of them over there can read and write and so smart and knows everything. I said, don't know what they ought to do. My goodness, them children's head hours gone, before I know.
Well,
of course, if I'd have had to do it, it wouldn't have got done. 'Cause I couldn't see how it could do it.
What do you think's holding them up?
Laziness.
Well, I'm lazy?
Mm-hmm. Must be. You know, I think that's one of the important things they ought to take care of right after the funeral.
Yeah.
Thank the folks for what they did. Thank them for the flowers. And just thank them for what they done and get through with it.
Well, if you wait too long, it don't sound right when it gets there.
That's right. It's too old.
Yeah, people saying about something else. Yes, sir. Did Gracie consider? Did you consider having Gracie stay over there with you for a while?
Mm-hmm. But she won't stay now this last time. She's up there. I don't think she stayed with me but about one night. You see, her grandboy was here.
Yeah.
So he just told her where she wanted to go. Well, she tried to go all over the place, everywhere she knowed somebody. Well, she wanted to go see him.
Yeah.
So he would take her. She didn't spend much time with me this time. Well, I don't blame her for it, because I don't know when she'll ever get that chance again.
Well, she could just come up here on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
She knows a lot of people up here. And just spend a week or two.
She pretty good company?
Grace? Yes, ma'am. She's good company. She and then she's so smart. She helped me do so many things. Straighten that house out. Put things where they belong. Where she thinks they belong. I appreciate it, because I don't have to move.
Well, now, you don't want somebody there all the time.
No, I don't.
But it'd be nice to have somebody there for a week or two.
Come in, spend a week or two, or a week, or 3 or 4 days, or ever how long.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy them then, but I don't want nobody to stay there all the time.
Yeah, that way, you see, you could get your work done and go out on the porch and...
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Then when time to prepare meals, she'd say, well, cutting days, I'm ready to eat. I said, get up and cook it. She said, you ain't ready to eat? I said, I'll be ready by the time you get it done.
Well, now she's the kind you want to have. Mm-hmm. Why don't you write her a little postcard and tell her to come on back up here?
Relax, sir. That's what she can't. Well, you see, Mr. Miles, she got a bunch of nieces. Oh, lots of her sister's children. So they all in Georgia. Scattered around.
Yeah.
Down, further down the state in Florida, where she visits them a lot. Now she got an aunt in Macon, Georgia. She goes up there and stay months with her. She's old, can't hardly get around. So Gracie goes up there and spends lots of time with her. She don't have nothing to do but to go.
Yes.
She don't have nothing to do.
And it wouldn't cost you anything to go.
But she is a smart woman. She says she can't do nothing much now. I said, well, think about what you done done. I said, I can't either. I said, but I don't worry about it, because when I could, I did, and now I can't. So.
How come she can't do much now?
She says she's sick.
Oh. She's just fed up with that old Miami down there. That's all.
Been sitting down there so long, Mr. Miles, and ain't been used to it.
And used to nothing.
No, she getting, nothing. I guess she's getting used to it.
Yeah. Let me see, Miss Daisy, who was it? Who was it you was telling me about Doris was going to her wedding up there to the courthouse, and she didn't have her clothes on.
Who?
Doris. She wanted to go home, put on her good clothes. She said it didn't matter. Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called Doris at work, told her to meet her.
Oh, that was Mary Cole.
Yeah, Mary Cole. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mary Cole. Yeah.
But Doris says she never was so embarrassed. She didn't know nothing about the marrying. Nothing. So when Mary called her, she didn't tell her. Just told her to meet her at a certain place. All right. And they got all there. Mary was fixing to get married and wanted Doris to be a witness. Oh, Doris says she told her. Said, if I'd have known that you wanted me to be a witness at your wedding, I could have put on me some clothes. I could have put me a suit in the car. My shoes and things. And she, you know, so she said, well, so that's all right. You all right. I said, maybe all right for you, but it's not all right for me. She said, Mama, she was look worse than I did. I said, why marry so shabby? She said, I don't know.
And it was all at her expense.
Uh-huh. All at her expense.
Yeah. But now, you don't see Mary Cole much, do you?
No, sir. I don't see her much.
Well, now, is she good company? Like,
I don't know much about her.
She's Doris' age.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about her.
But Doris likes her.
Mm-hmm. Her and Doris be together a lot. So. I don't think they, well, I know they don't. They ain't together as much as they used to be. I don't know what happened. But something happened. They don't be together so much. And Doris said she give her name wrong. Because she give it in. Maybe they'll saw you. She ain't never been a soldier. Never will be. No. I asked Doris, I said, well, why didn't she give it cold? She said, I don't know, Mom. So all I know, she just wanted to tell a lie. I said, did do it. I said, because she knows. Everybody knows her. No, she ain't ever been a soldier. I don't know how many children she got, but she got a bunch of them. She got some grandchildren. seven or eight grandchildren.
Yeah.
Besides her children. All right. Some of them children, she brought them here. She didn't bring them with her, but she had to go back and get them. Yes, she come. Yeah. They was with her mother and her sister up there. So, after her and Moses started living together, no marriage, they just common law. Then, her sister wrote her to come get her children. Says, I'm not going to take care of them. And mama's not able. I'm not going to let her do it. So you come get them. All right. Mary went to Georgia to see about it. So her sister told her, say, you just take them on back with you. Say, that's all I want. You to come get them. Well, she couldn't bring them. She called Moses to come up there and pick them up and bring them here. So that's what he did. I don't know how many of them it was. Three or four. Well, they wasn't nothing to Moses. They wasn't none of Moses. Now she got 1, 2, 3. That's called to be Moses. She said Moses is the dad. But Clyde's sister got one. They took it, she said it was Moses, and so they wanted it where to be taken care of. So they got hit. She had a liking to have a fit. You see, she wanted them to keep the child, but she wanted to get his check. Well, they wouldn't agree to that, and I don't blame them. The check Moses left, it was to help to take care of his children. Well, if this is his child, he got a share too. But Doris told me the other day, she don't know what happened, you know, Mary had a wreck. And she was arrested for reckless driving and drunk. So that was pretty bad. They took a driving license. But I think she got them back now. So that ain't been so long. The next thing I could hear, she was married. But Miss Maud, that man ain't gonna stay there. That man is not going to stay there. He's marrying all them children. Because Doris says she said this. She's not going to let nobody fool with her children. So when they start fooling with her children, they done the wrong thing. I said, well, somebody got to fool with them. She don't fool with them. I said, she ain't there. I said, she need to worry about him fooling him. That's because he ain't going to be there long. Mm-mm. If he can't chastise the children, I'm quite sure the children is not going to chastise him. They tell them all what they want her to do and what they got to have and this, that, and that. Well, that man ain't going to take that. If he can't tell them nothing, they can't tell them, sure not tell him nothing. And I don't blame him. I think that's the foolishest thing maybe ever done. Go marry a man, buy him, marry him. And she bought the license, bought everything, took care of all the expenses and thing to get a chance to marry. No. I don't see that much on her.
Where she lost out was when Moses died.
Well, she wasn't nice to him. He was down there sick a long time before we know it.
Oh, really?
Well, she'd be going everywhere she wanted where we didn't see Moses. So, Doris, after a time or two, said, well, Mary, where's Moses? So he's home, sitting up there. So, well, how come he don't come to church? And I said, well, he just rather sit there. So let him sit there by himself. I'm not going to sit there with him. And we know anything somebody had done. Went over there to her house, some of the neighbors around. And Moses was sick as a kitten. So without asking her, they picked him up and carried him on to the hospital where he needed attention.
And Buddy did that. Buddy did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Buddy did. Yeah. But, but I don't see how anybody could mistreat a sick person. I don't.
Moses never harmed anybody.
Not in his whole life. Yeah. I know Moses a long time before he got to be a man.
Yeah.
Never known Moses to even have an argument with nobody. His daddy was a good man. I never known him to be tonight.
Oh, he took after his daddy.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And James took after his mama.
Yeah, yes, so. I don't know.
Because James don't mind having an argument.
No. He don't. And it don't mind to nothing, Mr. Miles.
No.
Just all of them. Everybody's found it out.
Yeah.
Well, let him talk. That's all he wants to talk. If you listen to him talk, you think he'd turn the world upside down.
Eat somebody up.
Yeah. But he's a good boy.
Hey, wait, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm stiff. I get stiff, Miss Daisy.
I do too.
Yes, this wind gets us sort of stiff. I'll see what I've got on her line. Take that out of your way.
You know, I never did. I never did know Moses. I saw him around, you see, and I heard him talking a little bit, but. He was sick a good while, wasn't he?
He was sick a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And he
but
was,
I know him before he was sick, before he ever got sick. Yeah, I know him from a boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Growing on up to be a man. Moses had it after his health failed. He had it kind of rough.
Well, I tell you, after your health fails, Miss Daisy, you sort of depend on people, don't you?
That's right. That's right. And they do for you if they feel like it, and if they don't, they don't.
Yeah. But he was a big man. He must have done a whole lot of work in his time.
Who, Moses?
Yes.
He did. He was all right.
Did he do any special kind of work like James does?
He worked on the farm. But after he left the farm, I don't know whether he went from the farm to service or not, but he went. So I don't remember him doing no special work.
And after he got out of the service,
then he come home and he met Mary and they got together after he got out of service.
Yeah.
I think he must have started getting sick in service, I think. I think he had a medical discharge, because there would somebody come around to see about it.
Well, I see. And then all that army insurance, it went to Mary and his children, her children.
Yeah, it went to River Fool. That happened. You see, his sister took care of his insurance. She was taking care of it when he went. Well, after he went in service, he fixed it where she could see after all that. So, I think Sister Clyde was the head of that. Oh, Mr. Marley had a time. But now, you see, Mary tried to take this, wanted to take this boy home, put them all together where she could get all the checks. But he had been away from home so long, he didn't go. So, he get a check, and then that she had it, they got a check. But I don't know if Mary got anything herself or not, but she did take care of them children's checks. Yeah. I don't think she got anything.
Now, was that just all one big check?
I don't know how they got it. I don't know how they got it. They just told me the children was getting a check. But now, I don't know about this business now. Somebody said they think that she was cut off from that check.
Well,
after she had that wreck and was arrested for drunk driving. Well, somebody said they think, they didn't know it for sure, she was cut off. They didn't think she'd get any check.
Well, you can see why she gave her name as Sawyer when she married this other fella. Come in, Mamu.
Yeah, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You're cold in here.
It's look like it's going to get
going
cold.
Well, it says this is your birthday, so I give you a rack that
I
made.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am.
Hang your best dress on that now.
Thank you. Thank you. Isn't that pretty? That's what you do.
Oh,
now.
I sit around here and do something like that, you know, kind of. When there's nothing else for me to do, I kind of like to have my hands working.
That's right. Keep them from getting stiff.
Oh, yeah.